Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hello, I'm Janet Miranda, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to Just Ask Janet. Well, here we are in the middle of October. It's Respect Life Month, as they call it. Respect Life Sunday we just had in the past here. And of course, many of you probably participated in doing Life Chains on Life Chains Sunday. We're also in the midst of the 40 Days for Life campaign. And some of you are out there praying in front of those abortion clinics. And I'm so happy you are doing that. Because you know what? Some lives are going to be saved because those women, they're not marching in that abortion clinic cheery and happy about destroying the life of their child. Many of them are wishing, God, send me a sign. So those of you who are still in the midst of participating in 40 Days for Life, you are saving children. And we know that absolutely. Also in October, on which is actually today, we have just finished up October 19th, the Day of Silent Solidarity. And then here at Priests for Life, we have Brian Kemper, and he is the head of our Stand True Youth, Pro-Life Youth Outreach here at Priests for Life. And so today, schools all across the United States and all over the world, many schools, students went to school and were silent. Some of them had tape on their mouths and the word life. Some of them just had a note they would hand to their teacher and say, I am not participating in class today. I will be silent today for all the babies who are killed by abortion in their memory. So it just raises awareness about the damage abortion does. Okay. Well, now, you know, it is October and it's the feast also in this month, Our Lady of the Rosary. And so many children have a devotion, right, to our blessed mothers. Adults too, grown-ups too, we have the devotion too. But I'm going to show you today some great ways of helping your children. As a matter of fact, if they're in the room, I'm not going to talk about abortion anymore. And if they're still awake, because I know it's after 9 o'clock at night, but I know some kids are still awake, I want you to tune in right now. Gather the kids around, because I'm going to show you some beautiful, beautiful children's book about our Blessed Mother. So here's the background. Here at Priests for Life, we are very fortunate to have one of our executives, Anthony DiStefano, has written, oh my gosh, over a dozen children's books. He's also written some books for the adults, but his children's books are just beautiful. The stories are beautiful, but what's even more beautiful are the illustrations. So during the month of October, we're going to focus on two beautiful books he has written. The first one is Our Lady's Wardrobe. This is a beautiful story. It talks about our Blessed Mother, how when she was on earth, you know, her clothes were kind of drab. But now in heaven, when she appeared to us on earth, she has these beautiful clothes, as you know, as Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Fatima, and so on. So the special treat I have for you right now is I'm going to present the story to you as read by the author, Anthony DiStefano. So let's take a look at Our Lady's Wardrobe.
Our Lady's Wardrobe by Anthony DiStefano, illustrated by Juliana Kolesova, read by the author. Our Lady leads us to the Lord. That's what she's always done. She gave us Jesus Christ the King, God's one and only Son. But when Our Lady lived on earth, humble, meek, and poor, all her clothes could fit inside a tiny little drawer. So visiting her cousin's house, the handmaid of the Lord could only wear a handmade dress tied with a simple cord. But now in heaven, Mary has a mansion by the sea with a wardrobe filled with clothes of great variety. And when she sometimes visits us, she picks her clothes with care, According to her travel plans, she chooses what to wear. On Mount Carmel, she held her son, all dressed in tan and brown. She clasped a tiny scapular and wore a golden crown. She formed a great community that still exists today of holy monks and holy nuns who serve the poor and pray. In Guadalupe, Mexico, her dress was tinted red. A turquoise veil with yellow stars flowed down from Mary's head. She put some roses in a cloak, arranged them lovingly, and left her sacred image there, magnificent to see. In Paris, standing on a globe and clad in blue and white, her hands stretched out and from her rings came dazzling rays of light. She asked to have a medal made and worn by everyone. Then miracles of every kind were granted by her son. In Ireland, Our Lady dressed in shades of white and green to show that she would always be the Emerald Isle's queen. She stood in silence in the night and uttered not a word. The howling wind and falling rain were all that could be heard. She wore for little Bernadette, a French girl pure and sweet, a frilly veil, a long blue sash, and roses on her feet. She came from out a grotto, and the little French girl kneeled. Then Mary made a fountain spring where all the sick were healed. In Fatima, Our Lady stood upon a holly tree. She dressed in white like crystal light and held a rosary. She then performed a miracle well known in history. The sun came down and spun around and danced for all to see. No matter what Our Lady does and where Our Lady goes, she always takes the time to wear the most amazing clothes. Her clothes are proof that heaven is a truly wondrous place, a land of beauty, life and love, and joy and truth and grace. The Queen of Angels smiles now from heaven up above. Her face is so delightful, and her heart so full of love. She stands there shining like the sun in robes of blue and red. A crown of 12 bright sparkling stars she wears upon her head. O Mary, Queen Immaculate, please help us love your son. Please help us trust and serve him till our life on earth is done.
Isn't that just a beautiful book? And what a beautiful way to introduce your children to all these Marian feasts. Of course, being active in the pro-life movement, my favorite, of course, is Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is, of course, the patroness of actually the Americas, of Mexico, and also of the pro-life movement. So again, it's Our Lady's Wardrobe, and that's available at our online store at prolifeproducts.org. Well, this book was so popular that 1 year later, his publisher said to Mr. DiStefano, Anthony, we have to have another Mary book. We have to have another Mary book. This is like everyone loves the first one, and there's more Marian feasts and Marian things we could be talking about. So now he comes up with book number two about our Blessed Mother, Our Lady's Picture Book. And in this, once again, the illustrations are just beautiful. And right now, once again, I'm going to have you listen to Anthony DiStefano, the author, as he reads for you Our Lady's Picture Book. So let's take a listen.
Our Lady's Picture Book, written by Anthony DiStefano, illustrated by Juliana Kolesova. Pictures help remind us of the people that we love, people here on earth with us and heaven up above. Throughout the years, Our Lady has been shown in many ways, in paintings, statues, books and cards, and holiday displays. These images can help us pray and make us faithful too. From Our Lady's picture book, here are just a few. When Jesus was a tiny tot, Our Lady got him dressed. She took him to the temple so the baby could be blessed. Then Mary turned and saw a man, faithful, wise, and old. He told her she would suffer and the sword would pierce her soul. And sure enough, the man was right, and what he said came true. Mary's life was very hard and full of sorrows, too. So when you're feeling sad and blue and gloomy now and then, ask Our Lady for her help to make you smile again. When Jesus was a little boy, he had a scary dream. He saw a cross and spear and nails and woke up with a scream. His mother took him in her arms and hugged and squeezed him tight. She kissed his head and held his hands, and soon he felt all right. So when you're scared and filled with fear and don't know what to do, ask Our Lady for her help and she will comfort you. When Mary lived in Nazareth, her house was made of stone. Our Lady stayed there many years until her son was grown. This house in which the family lived together happily was flown by angels in the sky and brought to Italy. So when your family needs some prayers and isn't doing well, ask Our Lady for her help to bless the place you dwell. When Mary's mission was complete and all her work was done, her soul and body God took up to be beside her son. From heaven, she can help us more with constant loving prayer, sending graces down to us and people everywhere. So when your body's feeling weak and sluggish, sick and sore, ask Our Lady for her help to make you strong and pure. When ships at sea are caught in storms and black clouds fill the night, Our Lady leads them to the shore just like a guiding light. She's often called the Northern Star because she points the way to safety in the arms of Jesus when we go astray. So when you're lost and in distress and feeling all alone, ask Our Lady for her help and she will lead you home. When Christian people on the earth throughout their history were persecuted for their faith, they prayed the rosary. And when these Christians had to fight in battles on the sea, Our Lady helped them with her prayers and gave them victory. So when you're feeling overwhelmed and trying not to sin, ask Our Lady for her help to struggle till you win. When children misbehave by being bad and telling lies, God forgives them always if they just apologize. The Lord is kind and merciful to children big and small. He helps them get back up again the moment that they fall. So when you've sinned by doing something God does not allow, ask Our Lady for her help to say you're sorry now. When all the world is plagued by wars and hatred fills the air, Mary prays to God for peace and friendship everywhere. The only way the gift of peace can ever be restored is if we worship Mary's Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. So when you're feeling really mad at people that you know, ask Our Lady for her help to let your anger go. Our Lady's heart belongs to God. It's spotless, clean, and pure. That's why it's called Immaculate, for now and evermore. Her heart in heaven beats with love for boys and girls like you. She's mother to our Lord above, but she's your mother too. So ask Our Lady for her help. Ask her day and night. Ask her when you're feeling sad. Ask with all your might. Ask Our Lady, never fear. Ask for anything. She will bring you peace and joy from Jesus Christ the King.
Wow, Our Lady's picture book. How beautiful, isn't it? I mean, these both books are like real, real treasures. I mean, Anthony DiStefano, I mean, my goodness, such inspiration. I like the way the books rhyme. The pictures are gorgeous. And I think these are a must-have right now for your children, really to give them, first of all, an explanation. You know, they go to church and then sometimes they'll hear, oh, this is the feast of this Mary feast and this is that Mary feast, and they must be scratching their heads like, oh, what are all these Blessed Mother feasts about? This is a very, very easy, simple way to present a lot of the feasts of our Blessed Mother to your children in a just very nice, easy way, beautiful picture. So you can go to our online store at prolifeproducts.org. And for this month only, we have a big special on these books. You can get both books for a donation to our ministry for $25. And that is an amazing price. Both of these beautifully illustrated hardcover Marian books for two for $25. So go to prolifeproducts.org and get these beautiful Our Lady's Wardrobe and Our Lady's Picture Book, two of these fantastic books. I've given them to my grandchildren. And hey, grandma's out there, nana's out there, great gift for your grandchildren too. So Our Lady's Wardrobe and Our Lady's Picture Book. Go to prolifeproducts.org. Well, I can't have something for just the kids, okay? So for the grown-ups, here at Priest for Life, of course, we have great t-shirts, a beautiful t-shirt collection, but we also have Marian t-shirts, okay? And look at this one. Our Mother Chose Life. Our Mother Chose Life. And the beautiful image there of our Blessed Mother. It's a very soft, cozy cotton polyester blend t-shirt. It's available in sizes small, medium, large, extra large, and we even have double X. It's really nice, soft, and cozy. And what better way to get a pro-life message across? Because it says, our mother chose life. Our mother chose life. Blessed Mother chose life. That means you should be choosing life too, right? To bring an end to abortion. Well, if you like the blue color, the blue is my favorite. That's to me a Marian color blue. But for those who are not crazy about blue, we also have the t-shirt in cranberry. Our mother chose life. There you go. Again, available in sizes small, medium, large, and even double X. So at our online store at prolifeproducts.org, you will see those beautiful Marian books, our t-shirts, and so many other products that can help you get educated on abortion and bring, hopefully, an end to abortion in our lifetime. I'm confident it can happen. If we're all praying for an end to abortion and doing something about it, it will happen. Well, thank you for joining me today on Just Ask Jen. A little bit different show than usual, but I just had to show you these beautiful books and those great t-shirts. So again, prolifeproducts.org is where to go to place your orders today. Thank you and God bless.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.